Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
DJ Digital Flood.
DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio. Rocking into 2010.
2010. It sounds cooler.
You wouldn't fall off the chair almost if you were sitting on the chair properly.
I like to sit in weird contorted positions.
Then you like to fall off of chairs.
Well, it's comfortable. I'm sorry, my body's overly flexible and I can't handle normal seating arrangements.
Huh? What?
What?
That doesn't make any sense.
I like to sit folded up, like a circus performer.
Like a circus performer?
Yeah.
Like, you think, like, the bendy woman likes to sit with her legs wrapped around the back of her head when she's eating dinner?
Yeah, because it's comfortable.
I don't buy it.
I don't know. I have fuzzy socks, though.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I was changing topic because you made me feel awkward.
Fuzzy socks. Those are some, like, Argyle things going on.
No, you want to touch my socks?
No.
They're thick, and they're from Bath and Body Works. You want to touch my socks? I got them as a Christmas present last year. I know. They keep my feet toasty with my fugs.
Your what?
Fugs.
What's a fug?
Fake Uggs.
Fugs?
So I call them fugs, because they're not real.
Chrissy is joining us this week as we count down the top 10 worst songs of 2009. It's our annual top 10 worst show, even though we really haven't done it too annually. Well, we haven't.
Oh, yeah, because we had that hiatus.
We had a hiatus. We had weird recording schedules. So, like, in 07, we only had the one show, and then, like, 08, we didn't start recording till the end of the year, and then we didn't do
whatever. Run like Gossip Girl.
We have a very strange, erratic schedule. That's
like
just
Gossip Girl, like True Blood, where they only run like a season over the summer, and then they make you wait a whole year.
Well, ours is a little bit more erratic because, well, it's the internet, and that's what internet radio is about. It's not about consistency. It's about what is internet radio about?
Sorry, I was distracted by my AP half and half.
Yeah, and what is an AP half and half?
That I have a funny story about that once I explain what an AP half and half is.
Yeah, well, you should start there.
Okay. So, yesterday, I went food shopping with Mom, because, you know, she's been doped up after her surgery. Mm-hmm. So I had to take her out, which she's not supposed to go out, but she demanded because apparently I don't know how to food shop and I don't know what to get from the grocery store.
You're like, absolutely right.
Like, buying food
wouldn't be that
hard.
There's no way you would be able to do that competently.
Excuse me. I'd buy some veggie burgers, some salad, some Arnold Palmer, which is what I'm going to get to. Arnold Palmer, not the golfer. Well, yes, the golfer, actually. He created this lovely blend of lemonade.
He didn't create it.
Yes, he did. He created this lovely blend of lemonade and iced tea
on the
golf course.
He made it famous. No, he made it famous.
No, it says here, the name Arnold Palmer has a legendary roots on its original beverage combination of half iced tea and half lemonade wildly. He created on the golf course. Known for its refreshing ability to revive the senses after a competitive round of golf, Arizona Beverage Co., makers of one of the most America's famous iced tea, and Arnold Palmer have teamed
half
up
is
to bring you to the light half and half refreshing without all the calories. Half and half is when you take half lemonade, half iced tea, but if you make it on your own, it's not as good as the Arizona brand.
I make half and half on my own, and it is delicious.
No.
It's
Arnold
a Chris
Palmer,
Welch. The
Arnold
Chris Welch half and half beats the crow out of the Arnold Palmer half and half.
The Chris Welch half and half can go suck a donkey.
Like the Chris Welch half and half like is like a knife fight in the back alley of a disco club at 3 in the morning. That's how bad it beats up the
Arnold
Palmer.
Well, the Arnold Palmer is amazing because it's one golf kick and drink, and I don't even like golf. Anyway,
I think you think the old guy's hot.
Arnold Palmer is sexy.
He's kind of got it going on. You think he's pimp?
You know. Anyway, so I go to... Anyway, back to the story. So I go to Mom. Hey, Mom, can I get some half and half? And she goes, okay, but what do you want creamer for, Mary?
Maybe you're going to get some coffee.
And I was like, no, Mom, AP. She's like, what? I'm like, I want an Arnold Palmer. And she was like, the golfer? And I was like, no, Mom, the drink. Give me some drink. And she was like, oh, okay. This is related to years ago when I asked her for Sobe, and she thought I was asking for Sody.
Maybe if you didn't ask for things in your own ghetto code, she wouldn't assume you were asking for other things.
I said half and half, and then I said AP, and then I was like, Arnold Palmer, lemonade iced tea.
If you told me AP half and half, I would think you're going to A&P and getting half and half creamer. You're speaking in code.
I don't know.
You're like a World War II Navajo code talker.
My favorite, actually, wouldn't it be called jargon?
Jargon?
I took communications.
Jargon?
Actually, my favorite Arnold Palmer is the lemonade green tea. Mm-hmm. Because it makes me feel meditative and Asian.
Ah. God knows you look like an Asian lady.
Yep.
Well, I think we might as well just get right into it. And we'll start off with one of the more annoying songs of the year. Not the most annoying.
My God, how could you call it annoying?
It is. It's just annoying. I don't know.
Like it either.
I don't know what went on this year.
I think it created a video craze of a lot of people dancing and entertainment. Heck, there's even a... I mean, if you look hard, you could... I just call it dance into the song.
Dancing? What? Look. This is Beyonce's Single Ladies Put a Ring on It.
And if you like it, wish put a ring on it.
Now, Beyonce's album this year...
She released seven singles off of that album this year, so don't even front.
And what's the name of the album?
B-Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No one even remembers the name of the album. It's
a bunch of singles, though.
It's an attempt to make nothing but nonstop singles. That it's her attempt. This is what happens when she gets engaged to Jay-Z, and it goes to her head that she's the new female Jay-Z.
What are you trying to say about my girl B and Hove?
What I'm trying to tell you about your girl B and her boy Hove is
Hove!
That just because Jay-Z is a world-class entertainer and he's able to release single after single after single, getting engaged to Jay-Z does not automatically entitle you to...
combine their names to unite forces stronger. They're going to be now known as Mr. and Mrs. Knowles Carter.
Knowles Carter.
Yes, he's taking her name too.
Wow, wow. Way to be masculine.
I think it's amazing. I mean, Beyonce, she's... all that in a bag of
potato chips. What's next, Jay-Z? You gonna knit some sweaters? Are you gonna start hanging out at the tea room?
You did not just say that about Hope.
Have a little bit of cucumber sandwiches?
No. If Kanye West...
You gonna make
West...
sure your makeup's on,
excuse
right?
Excuse me.
You gonna hang out with Adam Lambert and compare mascara tips? What's going on here?
Beyonce had the best album of the year, alright? So... I'm gonna let you finish, Digital Flood, but Beyonce had the best album of the year, and Hove, alright? What did you put out this year? Groucho in a litter box? No, alright?
I did. Gosh. I actually did a lot with Groucho this year. We sung songs.
I think that should be your next CD.
I did
Groucho in a litter box.
Groucho in a litter box.
On a Sunday morning.
Me and Groucho made a couple of mixtapes, and we hit up the scene. Yeah, we made mixtapes.
I just almost choked on my AP.
He was.
Speaking of AP, could you hand me my AP?
Yes, no problem.
Oh, my God. Well, anyways, this song is annoying.
If anybody wants to sponsor
it, resonates. And Beyonce is now joining the League of Wives Who Think They're Important Because Their Husband Does Something Important and It Makes Them Important. It's that league. It's living vicariously through your spouse. It's dangerous.
Well, I guess Chrissy doesn't have to worry about that.
No,
you don't do anything important.
I'm not in that league.
You don't do anything important.
Exactly.
Oh, snap. Crackle and bop.
She can just, you know, establish her own thing.
Yes, I can.
Like underwater basket weaving or crocheting with Jay-Z, perhaps. Because he's going to need a crocheting partner now.
You're going to end up getting your butt kicked. I would stop talking smack about Hov. He's gonna have some person come down one day, and they're gonna be dressed all in black, and they're gonna be wearing their Yankee cap real low, and you're gonna see a black Timberlands, and they're just gonna come at you with a black bat, all like in Glorious Bastard style, like bam, bam.
Well, at least he'll send a real man down here, and then we can drink some Milwaukee's Best, and you know, discuss the whole
thing. Yeah, with
thing.
Your teeth knocked out, he Instead won't want to be drinking Milwaukee's Best with your butt. Next thing you know,
with his
you're gonna
ring
be
on it.
Hanging out with what's his face, the king of autotune. That guy with the dreads, not Little John.
You mean T-Pain?
T-Pain!
Oh my gosh. Alright, here we are. DJ Digital Flood.
Mary in la discoteque. I haven't said that in a while. Figured I'd go Spanish, but it was a really bad Spanish accent. Don't hate.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
Foul show!
And some.
Number 10.
Has not improved.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
Number 9.
Soldier boy, tell them.
Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later on.
Your wifey, soldier boy, tell them, yeah, you can be my bunny, I can be your Clyde, you can be my wife,
text me, call me, I need you in my life. Yeah, all that, every day I need ya. And every time I see ya, my feelings get deeper. I miss ya, I miss ya. I really wanna kiss ya, but I can't.
Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now. So baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later on. Later on. Kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. See you when I get home. I get home.
Baby, I've been thinking lately so much about you. Everything about you I like, yeah, I love it. Kissing you in public, thinking nothing of it. Roses by the dozen, talking on the phone. Baby, you so sexy, your voice is so lovely. I love your complexion. I miss ya, I miss ya, I miss ya. I really wanna kiss you, but I can't.
Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. You know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now. So baby, kiss me through the phone.
Kiss me through the phone.
I'll see you later on. Later on. Kiss me through the phone.
Kiss me through the phone.
I'll see you when I get home. I get home.
She called my phone like she dialed my number like da 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 da.
678-999-8218. Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now. So baby, kiss me through the phone.
Kiss me through the phone.
I'll see you later.
Street cleaners are out, the street sweepers are up, the police are disbanding their activities, and everybody's going home to Betty Bob.
DJ Digital Flood.
Number 8.
There's only two types of people in the world. The ones that entertain and the ones that observe. Well, baby, I put on a show kind of girl. Don't like the backseat, gotta be first. I'm like the ringleader. Call the shots. I'm like a firecracker. I make it hot when I put on a show.
Feel the adrenaline moving through my veins. Spotlight on me and I'm ready to break. I'm like a performer. The dance floor is my stage. Better be ready. Hope that you feel the same.
All eyes on me in the center of the ring.
Digital Flood.
Marietta Disco.
Digital Flood, back at the Pirate Radio here in 2010.
2010!
Second show of the year already.
Wow.
We're on a roll. We
are. Call me Butter, because I'm on a roll.
Absolutely. And I can't believe that's not Butter. Was that funny?
No, that was Pargay.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Sorry, well, you have to give I didn't mean to insult anyone.
We have to give Chrissy a name.
What's your mind? I don't know what I'm doing.
Pain in the ass at Digital Floods Pirate.
I don't like that
Can I call you C-Money?
C-Money.
That's what I call Jet and Emma. I call them G-Money and E-Money.
C-Money.
You could be C-Money.
Sure, why not?
It's a badass nickname there.
That's what I call them.
C-Money.
C-Money and G-Money are the Jetster and the Mster.
So let's recap. We started off at number 10, worst song of the year, Single Ladies Put a Ring on It by Beyoncé Hova.
That was funny!
There you go. Beyoncé Hova.
I like a lot of these songs.
I know you do.
I'm really mad at you right now.
You probably are. These songs are horrible.
No, though. They're really not.
Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah, number 9, Kiss Me Through the Phone by Soulja Boy Tell'em featuring Sammy. I want to tell you, I really thought Soulja Boy Tell'em was going to be better than he has been.
Kiss Me Through the Phone.
He came up with his...
Baby, I've been thinking lately so much.
Sorry. I know, I really liked that song.
That song's horrible.
Birthday sex, that's a good one.
Yeah, well, how about you don't jump ahead in the countdown?
Sorry.
Do you know how this works?
No.
Holy cow.
That was great.
This is what happens when you record with amateurs.
She just took over your show.
She's recording with amateurs here.
All right, well, number 8, I'm about to start a fist fight with you about...
Well, look, if Kiss Me Through the Phone was annoying and Beyoncé was annoying, Britney Spears' Circus
was jumping down. How dare you?
Right.
You yelled at me about that. Now you're jumping.
What are you talking about? We're not jumping ahead. We're in segment 2. Look, here's the list.
Whatever.
Segment.
You're still jumping ahead.
See, I never know what segment we're on either. I'm not the only one.
Apparently reading a playlist is hard. Anyways.
It's not on an iPod.
Britney Spears' Circus. Her latest album is horrible. It's the most abysmal, horrible album
I just
she's
out
ever
my Arnold
released.
Father, I'm angry.
It's horrible.
Excuse me.
It is abysmal.
Excuse me.
She pops out 2 kids and forgets how to sing, forgets how to dance, forgets how to be good looking. What happened? She's a performer.
She is a performer.
So are strippers. Strippers are performers. It doesn't make it legitimate.
I know a few people that would be very angry with
I'm
you
I'm sure
right
people
now.
Are going to be angry with
very
me.
Britney Spears.
My own wife's angry
Britney
with me.
Britney Spears is amazing. Yeah. Okay, listen. You try having 2 children and then getting stuck with that Kevin Federline thing and see. And she's amazing. You probably haven't heard like any of the songs off of that CD. So, like... She's amazing, and you're just jealous because you're just ugly and not Britney Spears and amazing.
Oh, yeah, the 1, 2, 3, you looking at me,
that's
partridge
a new...
in a pear tree,
no.
Someone's eating Sammy's.
Do you even know what that song's about?
Yeah, it's about the threesome.
Yeah. She's the only one that could sing about a threesome and get away with it. That's
yeah,
all I'm saying.
Yeah. But
if Miley
see,
Cyrus did
the
that,
only
there
way,
would be a problem.
Like the only way Britney Spears could have a threesome in the condition she's in is if she sat in a room by herself. It's horrible.
Well, at least Britney Spears has talent unlike those stupid metal bands you listen
it's
to.
Horrible.
That's horrible. Who wants to listen to...
A lot of people.
I'm
retarded. Circus.
Britney Spears is amazing. I mean, not that I have anything against like hardcore or anything like that, but I'm just saying you're annoying.
So poser it burns.
You're annoying and you're tacky and gross, and mm-hmm. I don't like you.
So there you go. Those are our first 3 songs.
This might be another long break for me if you keep this up.
And we're making friends in important places.
Oh, gosh.
You're pretty miffed about this.
I'm pretty upset about this.
This is, like, really life-changing for you.
It's really life-changing for me. It's really upsetting. I mean, if you hung out with who I hung out with, you would know that Britney Spears is amazing. I have to hear about it all the time.
Okay.
And I heard about her concert, and she's pretty amazing. Alexa and Steven saw Britney Spears in the flesh. And Ashley.
I see her in the flesh every morning. I look over, there she is peering over the mountains. I worry she's going to eat me.
What?
Yes.
That doesn't even make any sense. That wasn't even funny.
All right.
Listen, Flutty Pants. I'm bringing that one back.
Well, we're about to offend more people because we're going to get into our next three songs. And we're going to start off at number 7 with possibly the worst fake scene band ever.
I even don't like them. Excuse me.
Absolutely.
I could rap and jump around over a track. Get me a backing track, some neon.
They're not even rapping. They're not even rapping. It sounds like they're at McDonald's ordering hamburgers.
She wants to love
you. Oh, she wants to order me a Big Mac. She wants my song with a chicken sandwich. She wants some extra Diet Coke with no ice.
The only funny part of that song.
No, it doesn't go that way, but they might as well be ordering at McDonald's. Go ahead.
The only one line that's like funny out of that song is where he's just like, how's it go? Oh yeah, tell your boy your boyfriend's got beef, tell him I'm a vegetarian because I beepin' scared of him. That's just like the only like semi, it could be funny, but after that the whole song just goes downhill from there.
Even at that moment they come off as so fake, so contorted.
Oh no,
so trying.
My Arnold is done.
Oh, God. So trying to be seen, and they want to be a caricature of rap, of indie music, of this and that, and yet they're not even a caricature. It's not even funny. You watch the video, and you just feel sad for them. Like, you just want to write them a Hallmark card and be like, I'm sorry for your massive fail.
They're horrible. I just don't know.
Have you ever seen them live?
Yes, I've seen videos live, and they're horrible. What they basically do is they take their MacBook, they press play, and then they get two microphones, they hop around, mm-hmm. and just yell in between it. But there are other people that, like, don't really sing and, like, are more entertaining.
It literally, this is what happens when people let morons with MacBooks anywhere near MTV. This is the result.
Mm-hmm.
If it just get a couple
and
of 13-year-old
girls love it.
Yeah, because they are 13-year-old girls. I that's just like Beyonce Hova.
You're gonna be heated again.
All right, so let's get into it. DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco.
Are you gonna say C-Money?
C-Money.
There you go. She's getting how this works. We're training her.
I'm about to choke you.
Choking's awesome.
I think you should do it.
Choke on the Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
This is why I left.
Number 7.
Black dress with the tights underneath. I got the breath of her last cigarette on my teeth. And she's an actress. But she ain't got no need. She's got money from her parents in a trust fund back east. Tongues. Always pressed to your cheeks while my tongue is on the inside of some other girl's teeth. You tell your boyfriend if he says he's got beef that I'm a vegetarian and I ain't fucking scared of him.
She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo. Woo, 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 woo.
Don't trust her, never trust her.
Wash them in the bathroom to
at the bar.
She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo.
Girl, shut your lips, do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. I said shush girl, shut your lips, do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. I said shush girl, shut your lips, do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips.
She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo. Woo, woo, woo.
Don't trust the hoe. Never trust the hoe. Won't trust the hoe. Won't trust me.
She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo. Woo, woo, woo.
Don't trust the hoe. Never trust the hoe. Won't trust the hoe. Won't trust me.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
Number 6.
Of course I know what today is. It's your birthday. I bought you a gift. Me. Look what I got you. Loso. Yeah. In case you ain't know, so baby. What's up, boy? My shorty called me like you know what's about to come. I said, yo, friend, shit, let me come get some. She said, you stupid boy, I'm talking about my birthday. I need some good dick in the worst way. Wait. It's going down, no hesitation. It's time to eat pussy reservations. Them chocolate lips got me wanting Hershey kisses. Come blow my candle, girl, and make your birthday wish.
Girl, you know I
gon' help you celebrate. You can bring that yellow tape, cause
Girl, you know I
killing in the sheets like a killer in the sheets.
Birthday sex. I know you want to ride out, even if we only go to my house. Sit more easy as we sit upon my couch. Feels good, but I know you want to cry out. You say you want passion, I think you found it. Get ready for action, don't be astounded. We switch in positions, you feel surrounded. Tell me where you want your gift, girl. She's just tell me how you want your gift, girl. Girl, you know I've been feeling, creeping a late night, dreaming about you, loving. Girl, you know I don't need candles or cake, just need your body to make. Birthday sex, birthday.
wanna take a dive into the water deep until I know I please that body, body, ow. Or girl, without a broom, I might just sweep you off your feet and make you wanna tell somebody, body, how I do. Or maybe we can float on top of my water bed. You close your eyes as I improv. We work our way from kitchen stoves and tables, girl, you know I'm more than able to. Yeah, you say you wanted flowers on a bed, but you got me in hours on a bed. Girl, you know I, girl, you know I.
Right there. Why don't you take a look, okay? You're white.
DJ Digital Flood.
Number 5.
Nobody
DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco.
See money roaming around the pirate radio. Digital Flood, pirate radio. Here back, and we start off at number 7 with 303, Don't Trust Me. Horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah. This is something we can agree on.
That should have been number 1.
Yeah, it probably should have. But it's going to get a little bit worse from here. Because then we had at number 6, Jeremiah, who spells his name wrong. He actually spells his name wrong.
Birthday sex.
Yeah, with birthday sex.
I like that song.
You know,
I don't really, I mean, I wasn't feeling that. I have a funny story about that song, actually.
All right, you can tell your story, because then I got a story about it. But
Well, I didn't really like birthday sex, and over the summer...
Oh, man. If I just sampled that one part of the show and played it over again, all I gotta do is like sample that and play that over in a week. I didn't even like birthday sex.
Well, it is National Mary Week.
All right, go ahead, go. We'll let that one slide.
Now I can't start. I didn't like this particular jam. Over the summer, I was at the club, and me, Alexa, Steven, Ashley, we decided to go, right? And
which club?
I'm not gonna. It was a bad place in Poughkeepsie. I don't know, but no one was there. And we realized no one was there because it was like Friday night throwback or something like that. It was like an 80s night.
Well, I've had fun at 80s nights before.
No, because it was bad, and like they were like actual Italian people from Italy, but that's a whole other boat to go on.
I don't even think that qualifies as Jersey Shore Italian.
No, they were actually, they had accents and they were speaking Italian to each other, and
that complicates the communication process.
That's a whole nother,
especially since you speak like no Italian.
Well, anyway, so all of a sudden, like, it was like horrible music and birthday sex came on for this girl.
For this girl?
Because it was her birthday, and I guess she she liked birthday sex. So.
She was into it. She likes to hear it.
So it came on, and I've never been so excited for birthday sex.
Well, here's the thing. Jeremiah, he was on an interview somewhere. I don't know. I saw him on an interview. And he was talking about how he originally wrote the song as birthday text. And that
I love birthday text!
Yeah, birthday text, and that's T-E-X-T, as in to text someone on your phone. He originally wrote this song.
Can I have the origin of the word?
Yeah, crapulatious. Of the Greek. And he originally wrote the song. And the first version of this was, I'm not even joking, I'm being 100% serious, was birthday text. And I'm sure heard that version because, the birthday text song is the censored
like
one. Yeah, they play that one during the day when they're not allowed to play.
Well, I like birthday text.
Well, that was the original song, but when they brought it to the major label, they made him redo and record just that one line. Just that one line is recorded in the song to birthday sex. Like, the rest of the song
birthday
is
sex.
Legitimately, if you look at the lyrics of the song, it's legitimately about sending someone a text message on their birthday.
That's about a text message?
The whole song is about a text message on the birthday. I mean, this guy isn't as sexy or as suave as
Speaking of birthday texts.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that in a second, but he's not as sexy or suave as he'd like to come off. He wrote this song about sending a girl a text message. He's lazy. He's lazy, but...
You can't even call her?
You can't even call her. He texts her.
Well, at least it's not like birthday Facebook message. That'd be my song.
Yeah, birthday, happy birthday comment.
Facebook comment.
Thank God for Facebook, or I'd remember nobody's birthday. Facebook.
It's National Mary Week.
I know. Your birthday is next week, and we're going to talk about
this week. Next Sunday.
Well, next week as far as the show is concerned.
Birthday week. birthday week.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But and we finished up at number five with Gotta Be Somebody by Nickelback.
I hate Nickelback.
I know.
Well, that was in stereo. Something we agree upon.
Nickelback,
wow.
To me.
I guess I'm alone on this.
Yes, yeah. You're alone. Nickelback, to me, is everything that went wrong with grunge rock. Like,
they're grunge?
Well, they aren't, but they are post-grunge.
I know the guy looks like Jesus. He doesn't look a thing like Jesus, but he actually does. But he doesn't walk like a gentleman.
Well, he doesn't really. He looks like a lumberjack. He looks like a lumberjack you'd find in some sleazy bar in Canada.
What's wrong with Canada?
I didn't say there's anything wrong with Canada. I'm just saying he looks like a sleazy lumberjack that you'd find in some backwoods bar in Canada.
That's right. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
But this Nickelback just annoys me. They came out of that whole post-grunge thing, and like you had like Three Doors Down, and you had and you had like Rob Thomas and
Rob
all the,
Thomas is the devil.
Yeah, you had all these guys, and they were writing these post-grunge, you know, rock bar songs that were.
I thought you said Hove again.
No, but I'm going to go there. Rock bar songs that Hove would listen to because they're sensitive. And they let,
Hove would not listen
they,
to
they
that.
Let you take your wife's Hove. Name. And it's like faux
I,
rock.
I cannot wait till the guy with, in all in black shows up.
This is faux rock. This is like,
Hove.
You know, you're going to go to a bar and you're going to order a pink drink. And you're going to sit down
like
and
you
tell
do?
Your friends all your fashion quotes. I drink Guinness at the bar. And Jameson. And
we'll, I wish you could see me rolling my eyes.
We'll see how you keep up with that. Because no one can.
I feel like Mary's going to need to sleep over that night.
I have a feeling Mary's going to need a hospital bed. So there we go, Nick.
No, honey, no Jameson.
No Jameson, yeah.
No Jameson.
Twitter!
Did you just get a birthday text?
No, I got a tweet. Follow me, Mary Effie.
Mary Effie.
At Mary Effie.
At Mary Effie.
Mary E F F Y.
Yep.
Nick Jonas just tweeted. Just met Will Anderson from the band Parachute. He came to the show. It was awesome one tonight because Nick Jonas has Nick Jonas in the administration now.
Yeah, that's his new band.
Yeah, that's
this
his
is
new
his
band without
Jonas
his brothers.
Band. Did you hear that Miley Cyrus, she's not going to do Hannah Montana next year? Disney's going to cancel her after season 4.
What?
Yeah, no joke. This is the last season. I'm not even joking.
No more Hannah?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to watch it, you know, late nights and think about, you know.
Reruns will be on.
Oh, my goodness. I guess, you know what? Well, because she wants her serious, she wants to go away and apparently come back as an adult and be more serious. Because I guess the last song with her boyfriend Liam whatever took over her life and took her off of Twitter, which was one of the biggest things of the year according to something. That was like the biggest thing Miley was done tweeting.
Well, it's funny you bring up going away and coming back as something else.
Why?
Well, the next artist that we have at number 4, rumor has it she went away as a he and came back as a her.
No, rumor has it was she was born with the like a shim.
Yep, she's a shim. She's got both parts. She's
But I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, she's just a little. She's you know. She's interesting. She's a crazy one.
She is the quintessential fruitcake fruit.
She puts on a show.
She puts on a show that stinks.
Your face smells.
Yeah, it's like. I want to be Madonna, but I'm not talented enough to be Madonna, and Madonna wasn't even that talented, so it's... The good news is she doesn't have much to live up to. The bad news is she can't even do that right. She can't be a man right, can't be a performer right, can't even be a hairy Italian
her,
lady who sings over bad synth pop. Well, she tries
crazy.
To... And we're talking about Lady Gaga... She tries to, put on this, like, front that she's this psycho, artsy, you know.
My favorite outfit of the year by Lady Gaga, because last year, but think about it, last year there was no Gaga. All of a sudden.
There was no Gaga. There was no birthday sex. There was no Gaga.
No, last year there was no birthday sex. And, oh, God, Jesus. Yeah. Zeus, why? There was no Gaga. There was nothing last year. And all of a sudden she popped out and this girl...
Oh, really?
She popped down and was walking around with Kermit the Frog all over her. I mean, that was her best outfit, favorite outfit of the year. And then she's spilling blood all over herself at the MTV Awards.
Her self-wrought paparazzi suicide. What was she trying to say in that? She was, like, trying to say she's going to kill herself because everyone's following her around.
But, like,
she wasn't even that popular.
But, like, think about it. There was out of nowhere, and all of a sudden you have, like, it's just, like, Just Dance and, like, all that stuff, and just, like, one CD, and then all of a sudden, like, another one, and she's just, like, popped out of nowhere.
There's Monster, and there's, like, Monster Plus or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's, like, Monster now with more songs.
But the thing is that...
it's, like,
the way
four
she
more
made,
songs.
But the thing is, the way she did it is, though, she convinced you she was famous before she was even famous. So she was huge before she was huge.
She really isn't, though.
But that's the thing, though. No,
They keep interviewing her because they've got no one else to talk to.
Perez Hilton loves her, so, I mean...
Perez Hilton, you know, oh, there's the paradigm of taste.
You know you're big... Oh, okay, listen. You're not big unless Perez is writing about you. Like, if he's not saying anything about you, that's when you're, like, gone.
That's when you're gone.
That's, like, when you're gone. Like, you're, like, on a downward...
The guy who has the WordPress blog that he threw together in 3.5 minutes... along with his 3.5 minute faux hawk.
Excuse me. I love Perez.
If he wasn't a gay guy with a blog, there's no way he would have became famous.
He is amazing.
He
entertains me. He's love Perez.
Oh, he's as entertaining as Jell-O pudding pops on a summer morn.
Depends on what kind of Jell-O pudding you have. You have a gray hair in your hair.
I have lots of gray hair. Yeah. I'm getting old.
Ew.
I'm getting old. But I'm holding it down. Perez Hilton isn't talking about me. You know why?
Because you're not famous and you're obnoxious.
Yeah, basically. All right. DJ Digital Flood.
Oh, sorry. I was playing with my phone. Mary at the Disco.
Are you gonna
see
go? So disjointed on the pirate.
Is that
radio.
Mario Lopez?
It may
yes.
be.
Sorry, I got distracted by Mario Lopez on the Avon calendar.
It's Mario Lopez on an Avon catalog.
It's exciting.
It's exciting.
If you want Avon, MC
oh,
Mary
and
sells
McDreamy.
It.
Oh, Dr. McDreamy. No, that's MC's Mary's mommy.
Mary, you're supposed to be selling it.
No, I don't sell that.
You should sell Avon.
No.
I'm going to sell Avon.
She puts your name on it.
She puts my name on it, but she takes
Perez
my,
Hilton, do you need an Avon
my,
lady? I'll sell you Avon.
She takes my
Come on.
Money from it. I made a sale, and she took me money. She's like Mr. Krabs.
She is.
She looks at me, and she's like, short, stop spending me money, Mary.
She's short and red, has big claws, and lives under the ocean.
And I'm like SpongeBob. Ugh, gug, gug.
All full of holes.
Be my Patrick.
Groucho.
Groucho is my...
Where is Groucho?
Chacho, where are you?
He left.
Yeah,
he was...
Chacho, where are you?
He got so disgusted he left the pirate radio. He gives up. All right, let's try this again. DJ Digital Flood.
We already did this at the disco.
See money.
You could sample that one, too.
Digital Flood. Pirate Radio.
Now back to the music.
Number 4.
Can't read my, can't read my, no, we can't read them by poker face.
She's got me like nobody.
Can't read my, can't
up, 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 her face. Up, 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 poker face. Up, 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 her face. I won't tell you that I love you, kiss or hug you, cause I'm bluffing with my muffin. I'm not lying, I'm just stunning with my love glue gunning. Just like a chick in the casino, take your bank before I pay you out. I promise this, promises. Check this hand, cause I'm mom.
Run away, cry baby.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
Number 3. Number 2.
Go, hey, little mama, I could transform ya. No, I can't dance, but I could dance on ya. Swiss on the beat, Chris, move your feet. And baby, I could transform you, him to a me. I could change your life, make it so new. Make you never wanna go back to the old you. So rock and line, give it a little time. And she gon' transform like Optimus Prime.
Need a ride, I can range you up. Money, I can change you up. You can have your own, no longer be the passenger. Swag low, I build you up. Knees weak, I stand you up. Red lips, red dress, like I'm like a fire truck. What you need, you can have that. My black card, they don't decline that. See potential in you, let me mold that.
I can transform you, I can transform you.
I can transform you, girl, I can transform you. Anything you want, I can get it for you. Get my baby girl, so you know I did it for you.
Have you swag surfing? What you need, you can have that. My black card, they don't decline that. See potential in you, let me mold that.
I can transform you, I can transform you.
I can transform you, I can transform you. Anything you want, I can get it for you. Give my baby girl, so you know I did it for you. I can
transform ya, yeah, like a transformer. I could turn you from a human to a carter. Take you off a bench, turn you to a starter. Then I take you home and put you on a charger. Then my car transforms to a charter. And we can fly to wherever you ever thought of. I take you to where it's warmer. Then I gotta rip off your dress like a warm-up. But I'm just getting warmed up. So tell your man he better get his Voltron up. I transform her to a Ducati. Then I transform me to a Bugatti. Cause her form puts me in a trance. I transform smaller and she puts me in her pants. Swiss, Swiss on the beat. Chris, move your feet. And we to transform a good girl to a freak.
I can transform you, I can transform you. Anything you want, I can get it for you. I get my baby girl, so you know I did it for you. I can transform you. Shoes, you got it. Bags, you got it. Cars, you got it. Money, you got it. I can transform you. Anything you want, I can transform you.
DJ Digital Flood.
Wherever this go. See, money. I have a mouthful.
Me too.
Eating
that's
Reese's
what
pieces.
She said.
We started off at number 4 with Lady Gaga, Poker Face. It's just a miserable song. That whole album's miserable.
Kid Cudi sampled that song.
I know, but it doesn't matter. It's still a miserable song. Wale has her on her on his track. You know, it doesn't. Just because someone samples you doesn't make you good. I mean, if they sampled you, they probably only had 30 seconds of good music, and they've just ripped it off and built an entire another song around it. At number 3, we had the biggest disappointment album of the year, Shakira with She-Wolf. And I don't know what went on with this album. I really...
Shakira had Weezy on that song.
I know, but she had such great albums before, in my opinion. Like, they were really different.
Whatever.
Yeah, it was just different. It was different. It was, like, different and kind of out there. And she had the whole Latin thing going on. And
she can shake her hips like gunshots.
She was ever that good.
She was all right. I mean, she had some interesting stuff she was doing. It was very rock-based. She's You know, she's kind of like the Alanis Morissette from non-Canada.
No, don't even compare.
I want to learn how to move and shake like Shakira. Them.
Yeah, she did the shake thing. She was kind of hot. She had the hips and the dance. And then she comes back and she, like, tries to turn up a notch. So she ditches her guitar and she, like, does an electronic dance album because she's going to be all dancey.
She wore a full bodysuit and crawled around in the cage.
Right, she did stripper moves, wrapping her leg around the back of her head, and, you know, giving everybody the coochie shot. I it didn't work for me, though. It wasn't sexy. It was just kind of gross.
It was a grindy up birthday set.
Yeah, you know, and, like, you know, it's so disappointing. Like, I've had a high... all these videos and stuff from poor Georgette at the disco. She used to love Shakira.
Oh my god.
She loved
Shakira's
Shakira.
Barbie doll. And then she
right.
like, she'd yell at me when I play her guitar.
Right.
Like,
she has a Shakira Barbie doll. And like Shakira goes away and she comes back and she's a friggin' hooker stripper. I just like, so here I am with an 8-year-old daughter and I gotta like pretend like this album doesn't exist. I haven't mentioned it
also
to her.
Also, it was bad that I had her listening to Hot 97.
Yeah, probably.
But, I'm just kidding.
You know, I had to, like, hide Shakira from her, and I'm sure, like, there's a lot of parents out there that are like that, that these Barbie
okay
dolls came out
I
and everything.
I listened to the Spice Girls when I was little, so... I mean, come on, if you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friends.
Yeah, well,
about that.
But when the Spice Girls came out, they were... And when two become one... Right, but that was, like... That was, like, right away. You knew they were a bunch of strippers. It's like the Pussycat dolls. You can't tell me.
You said that so weird.
You like, the Pussycat...
The Pussycat dolls.
You can't tell
me... The Pussycat dolls.
That the Pussycat dolls... are, don't look like strippers. I mean, they broke up this year.
They broke up.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, it's good because now they'll each get to start their porno career and do what they God intended them to do.
Or they'll just go back to burlesque.
I don't think they're going back to anything. I don't think they started with anything. I don't think they came from anything. They just...
The whole Schweizinger.
Yeah. At number two, my personal hero...
I hate this man.
Chris Brown.
He is pretty hateful.
You know, there's shirts that say Chris Brown's still a fan.
Still a fan?
That's horrible. I hate...
I mean, of course you'd still be a fan because you hit ugly girls.
I hit ugly girls, yeah. I re-listened to that segment, and I was right. I actually said that you shouldn't hit ugly girls. I actually said it in the segment. I don't know where you got that.
It sounded like I hit ugly girls.
No, I've re-listened to it like six times.
Okay, Bill Clinton, so that's not what you said.
That's not what I said, and I didn't inhale, and I didn't have birthday text. But, well, look at it this way. I am more afraid...
He had Wheezy on that song, too.
He did, and I'm more afraid of Chris Brown than I am of the Hova's black boot thug army or whatever, because Chris Brown really would hit me. He's a psycho. He's got problems. He's got problems.
Whatever.
Chris Brown is a psycho. I mean, is there any denying he has problems?
No.
He kicked
him in the throat.
At first he said, well, we had an incident and we had an event. And then it's like, yeah, maybe I hit her. But I didn't hit her that hard. And the next thing you know, she's walking around with glasses. And he's like, yeah, you know, maybe I punched her. But it was only because she assaulted me. And then there's photos on the internet where it looked like he pummeled her face with a jackhammer. And I kind of regret I did that, and, you know, I'm going to go get help. And then the next thing you know, he's going back out with her, and the court had to bar him from her and her from him. Like, they had to forcibly break them up through a court order. And then, like, she had to go through some rehab program, and I don't know what he did. He was supposed to go through, like, anger management classes and, like...
Sorry, I zoned out halfway through your speech because I heard that all on Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
He made it more entertaining.
He probably did, but that's what happened. And then the next thing you know, you don't hear anything from him for a couple of weeks or whatever. And he reemerges, and he's this new guy. He's got this new album, and he's got Wheezy on his album. So he's got street cred. And he's going to transform you. He's going to transform you.
You know what have you seen the music video? Okay, let's recap the music video.
Go for it.
Purple ninjas with nunchucks, okay? Purple ninja. What does that say? That is putting out the wrong message. message. If you saying you not didn't beat girls and stuff, that like offends me because it's like you're acting like you're a ninja and you're flipping around nunchucks, okay? That means that you are like physically trained and capable of hurting people if you're flipping around and doing all that stuff. Plus his horrible kicks and stuff he did. Like, it's just, it was ridiculous because then it's like, you think about it, it's like, okay, I know how to punch someone in the face. I could kick their ass. And it's like, you know what, you're showing that in a music video.
Here's what I think happened. Here's what I think happened. Like, he's like, he's trying to figure out.
You're my favorite color.
He's trying to figure out how he's going to make a comeback. And, like, he's sitting in his house.
And he was watching Shia and Transformers and Megan Fox. And he was like,
and he was like, I would beat the living crap out of her. She's so hot, I'd punch her in the face. And he's like, I'm writing a song about this. So he wrote a song, Transform You. Yeah, about how he wants to punch Megan Fox in the face. Because
Transform You, because he'll disfigure your face.
Yeah, that's what I found ironic. Like, it's such a dangerous title to put out there after you have all these scandals and things running around about you. I just would have never thought you would put out a song about transforming someone, because it's just like you hear it and like it actually makes me like actually just kind of wince. I'm like, did he really just say that?
I can transform you.
I mean, is he trying to get our attention?
What happened
or something
to the sweet nice boy that I loved?
Yeah, he was on like he wasn't he on the OC?
I was just gonna say that he was.
He was on the OC.
Loved Chris Brown. I had.
He was the pseudo black kid, you know.
What was that song that I loved by him with what's his face from Dipset? I loved that. Run It. I loved Chris Brown, and then he disappointed me. So that's why I've moved on to Drake.
Yeah, yeah.
Drake, call me.
Not on this list. Not on this list.
Oh, I thought you meant like he's not gonna call.
What? No. He's probably not going to call you, but that's for a whole different reason. What? He's got a new album coming out this year.
Drizzy. Did you know?
His first album. He hasn't even had an album come out. It's funny.
I know. It's all singles. Did you know?
Not even singles. It's all mixtapes and undergrounds.
Drizzy
and
Drake is Drizzy. Actually...
Oh, my God.
Drizzy. That's what they call him.
Just call him Drizzy.
That's what they
call
him.
Drizzle?
That's what they call him. Anyway, Drake is actually Aubrey Drake Graham. And if you watched a little show in Canada called Degrassi, he was Jimmy Brooks, the kid in the wheelchair.
Oh my God.
Did you know this?
No.
Yes, Aubrey Graham is actually Aubrey Drake Graham. Drake is his middle name. He's from Canada.
All his street cred just went out the freaking window.
Wait, listen, it gets better. So his parents are divorced, and his mom, I forget, I have to ask my sources.
Your sources? Your underground sources?
Anyway,
his
parents are...
And Lady Gaga?
No. YouTube. Anyway, so his mom and dad are divorced, and I think he lives with his mom in Canada, and it was nice Toronto, but his dad lived in, like, poor Tennessee or something. So when he visited his dad, that's when he was like in the hood or whatever, so that's where he gets his depressing stuff. But then he'd be in the rich environment wearing Triple Five Soul and working on Degrassi and hanging out with like Jay and Silent Bob, like so I mean, you know. And then he started rapping and he was in Toronto, and then Weezy put him on Young Money, and now he's like all
Snow over. Because Snow
was
too old to be recruited.
He's all
in form.
What?
In form. Leaky boom boom down. Snow. He's the last white rapper from Canada.
What?
Leaky boom boom down. You don't know it.
What song is that? What year is that?
It's like 1995.
I was six.
I know. This just
remember
shows you.
Remember, I was kindergarten and your wife was in fourth grade. And she rode the bus and you were a senior in high school. And remember?
Me and DJ ADD last week.
Who's that?
Were Steve.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought that was another, like, 1995 reference.
ADD.
That you were talking about, and I was like, oh, who's this? I've never heard of that.
Try showing up for a show.
I'm busy following Drizzy.
Yeah, apparently. We were just talking last week about, like, how you really don't hear about any musicians from Canada, and here we are. We've heard about, finally...
Justin Bieber's from Canada, too.
Who's that?
The 15-year-old that, like, is, like... All right. Justin
Bieber...
Bieber? Bieber. Can
you even have a career with a name like that?
He's 15. He's a white boy from Canada.
Justin
he wears
the Beaver?
Fitteds, and he's on Usher's record label. Actually, Justin Timberlake discovered him, but he went with Usher instead. And now he, on his albums, like every five, every
he
other
likes
syllable.
He likes him short and bald and black.
Yeah, every.
Because he's the Beaver.
Beaver, not Beaver.
Beaver.
Actually, Justin, his album, every other word is shouty. He's like, only for you, shouty. And, like, everything is, like, you know, he, like, it's all thug, and it's the funniest thing ever.
I guess if you're into midgets, it's all good.
It's the funniest thing ever, because the girls love him. Like, seriously, he, like, knocked out, like, you know how, like, Jonas Brothers was last year? Like, he's, like, knocking them out of, like, the way, and all, like, the old fans that are, like, obsessive were getting, like, really pissed off because, like, I guess they had some stupid argument over, like, who the real JB is or something lame like that.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. It was really stupid
over
and immature.
Over from Canada?
Over the initials. But
a
it's,
beaver
like,
from
seriously,
Canada.
I really don't think the Jonas Brothers are concerned with their initials being taken. Like, Kevin's busy married now to that girl that he met on vacation years ago.
She's hot.
And
she's hot.
Pretty. She's pretty. She's hot. I will admit she's pretty. And I know I'm happy for Kevin because poor
hot.
Kevin. Poor. Did you just say Kevin's hot?
He's hot.
Really
Kevin.
He's so
Kevin,
hot.
Kevin.
She's so hot. They're like Kevin, double hot.
Kevin
yeah.
was like everyone. Poor everybody always forgot about Kevin. So I'm glad he got like he has someone. You know. But
poor guy.
Yeah, he does. He does look like Marmaduke from the comics. Every time I see Kevin, I don't know why I think of Marmaduke, the big orange dog in the comic strips.
Oh, poor
yeah.
Kev.
That's he's hideous. Jesus Christmas, Kev.
But it's all Joseph.
But he scored himself a hot
Joseph,
one before.
He's not ugly.
Before he even was, he met her before he was famous, which is, makes it.
No,
even,
actually, this is what happened.
Oh, here's the actual. Okay, Perez Hilton. Me.
I wasn't there, but I heard
she was there. I wasn't there, but I was there.
I said I wasn't there.
I'm not a hero, but I'm a hero.
Okay, so what happened, I heard from People, actually People Magazine, they did a whole thing on their wedding.
Literally People.
From People. apparently, Joe, who, because Joe and Nick were his best men, because I guess cause he couldn't pick one.
Oh,
what about poor Frankie? That's all I had to say. I guess he was too little because he's like Georgette at the disco's age.
Yeah.
So anyway, which that'd be pretty funny. But anyway, so he had them as best men, and Joe's speech basically started about how they met, and I guess apparently Joe Jonas hit on the girl Danielle first because they were all on vacation in the Bahamas. But then I guess she turned him down for Kevin, which is gotta be damn, that's how you know that's like no, I'm not hollering at this shawty. No offense to that girl. But I mean, I was like, oh, how could you turn that down?
Very easily, apparently.
Yeah, I guess very easily. I don't know what she was. I guess it was probably before they were like huge.
It's all good. I mean, you know, I'm sure he went home and he, you know, he did his hair and put on his makeup.
His hair's short now. It's like faux-hawked. Yeah, he looks really cute and he has scruff and he just looks adorable.
Uh-huh.
He looks all grown up.
Do yourself a favor. Stay away from MC Mary at the disco or else she'll duct tape you up and shove her in the back of her Lancer trunk.
Telling who to stay away from MC Mary at the disco?
All Jonas Brothers, including Kevin.
Kevin's married. I wouldn't touch that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nick, that's another story, that underage hottie. No,
see?
Just kidding. That would be totally
I knew
Vito.
It. I knew well, it. I knew it.
He's only 17. I mean, seriously.
She's only 17.
Whatever, Mr. Miley Cyrus. So
she's only 16.
What is wrong if I look at him?
Not getting renewed for Disney.
Thank you, God.
All right. So there we go. A lot of that had nothing to do with Chris Brown beating women, thank God.
I know. We went from Chris Brown to the Jonas Brothers. Well, I guess that could you could sum it up as you have decent boys and then you have dirty boys.
indeed. Well, we are at the number one spot. This is a controversial spot because Chris Brown could have had it. He could have had it.
He should have had it.
Yeah.
I don't agree with this list. This list does not reflect the views of MC Mary at the disco.
Well, I'll tell you why I thought that this deserved the number one spot. This song was so overplayed this year that it's not necessarily a bad song. It's
just annoyed you?
It's just so overplayed, and you could only hear... If they didn't... There's a couple of things that annoy me. Number one, it's the All-American Rejects. And
I like the All-American Rejects.
I used to like them, too.
I liked them since middle school.
I used to like them, and they just...
You liked them since middle school?
I liked them since middle school, back when they were in fourth grade. Were they on the Mickey Mouse Club? I don't know. Maybe.
No, that was only Justin, Brittany, Christina, and JC.
No Nickelback?
Did you say Nickelback? Like
Nickelback.
Bag?
No, oh. Nickelback.
Oh, sorry.
But for the I think that the All-American Rejects, they sold out. Dead. They sold out. Now, that didn't bother me. But what? Then they resold out even harder, completely altered their sound.
I saw them at Asbury Park, and Tyson Ritter was like, this was like... several years ago. He was, like, really high or something was wrong
with
him. It was so funny.
We'll get to Tyson next. But
he's cute.
He's a douche. He's a douche. He is. Like, every time I see him in an interview, he's a douche. And
he was cute in the house, funny.
He's just, like, the All-American Rejects resold out this year, and they made this song.
He was in a movie.
That's great. So Were was Paris Hilton. Movie? Paris Hilton was in a movie.
Yeah, House of Wax, and she fucking got shanked.
And
that wasn't this year, though.
Yeah.
Let's stick with current events. God, Floody.
All right. Well, the All-American Rejects, this song just, it took off, it became huge, it was everywhere, and it just has
see
not.
My face, hope it gives
yeah,
you
it just
help,
has
hope
it
gives
not.
You help.
And it does, it gives me hell. It for pisses sure, me off. Sure. I just, makes me so mad.
Forced your baby to curse.
Yes, it did. I'll tell you what. It went to
Get
a different. It went to a different level.
I'll tell you what.
Because Em at the playpen. We introduced Em at the playpen last week. She had her DJ premiere. DJ Em at the playpen, and Em at the playpen. When she heard this song, and she heard. The chorus where it's like give you hell, give you hell, give you hell. Well, guess what? She started saying it. All of a sudden, we're driving along, and you know, see money here, and me and Georgette at the disco, and are sitting there, and we're all driving along, and all of a sudden, she just said, you know, give them hell, like
give
she,
hell!
Just like in her little baby voice, like give them hell, give them hell. And she start and I looked at it.
I would have laughed.
I was like, I'm glad like she didn't say birthday sex or something, you know. But
I taught her how to say fly a couple weeks ago.
But it was just bad enough to hear. And again, she came on and she'd clap her hands and she'd start clapping and she's shaking in the car seat and give him hell, give him hell. Ah! And like the third time, the song came on, and even before they even got to the chorus, she's banging around, she's pounding her hands, give him hell, give him hell!
Yes!
And I'm like, this song is just an absolute bad influence.
Oh, that's awesome!
Georgette won't let us play it.
Georgette has banned it from the car.
Weezy's rocking out, I love it! Yeah, little Weezy.
Georgette at the disco has banned it from the car. She says it's inappropriate. It teaches children inappropriate
Wait,
things.
The 8-year-old is going, yes. It's inappropriate? It teaches children inappropriate
things. And she does not approve of it.
This is the kid that would run around throwing up the metal sign at 3 and dance to My Chemical Romance and sing Fall Out Boy, Dance, Dance, We Need Some More Rolls You Love to Eat. This kid is calling
the old
All-American
Rejects
inappropriate when she used to listen to, like,
and it is. It's inappropriate.
Under oath with me.
It's inappropriate.
At, like, 3.
It's inappropriate. It teaches 2-year-olds how to curse and throw fits. It it's annoying.
Georgette used to mosh
and,
when she was little and jump on my bed and flail. And
Tyson's a douche. And
that's just so funny.
I mean, there's just, you know, I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know what else to tell you. The only person who's a bigger douche than Tyson right now is Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, I can't stand Ashton.
Yeah. Will you OD already, Ash, and do us all a favor? Oh, did I just say that? Oh! Oh! The show just took a wrong turn.
It really wasn't even funny.
That was funny.
Listen, funny fans.
That wasn't even
2010.
Funny.
Who's going to OD
2010.
First?
2010.
Who's going to OD first?
That's horrible.
Ashton Kutcher.
You can't even say his name, first off.
Ashton
Second
Kutcher.
Of all, how would you like somebody wishing something horrible on you? Let's not
I'm
wish
not
ask, people dying.
I'm not asking anyone to kill themselves. I'm not wishing anyone to die.
It sounds like it to me.
Yeah, you
I'm
always
just,
do that. You're
I'm just,
horrible.
I'm just edging things
You know
on.
What? You just I'm need just, to... You have a problem. You need to put good karma out into the universe, and then you'll get good
I'm
karma back.
Things on.
You put bad karma, and then you're going to get bad karma
I'm
back.
Not,
it's
all
about, like,
karma.
Energy. I
it's
watched Avatar.
About... I watched Avatar. I
Your body's connected to everything, all right? The blue people got it good.
Oh, God.
The blue people got it good. So, like, if you blow up the tree of life, you're fucked. And humans are messed up. And I learned that... You know, that's a dirty movie.
What?
Avatar? They
I haven't
a sex
seen it.
Scene in it.
With animated cats? Animated cat
They're
sex?
Not cats.
They're like cats, like cougars.
They're not cougars.
They're
like cougar moms.
Yeah, they're like cougars.
Cougars. That's cougars. No, they're like little aliens. And like
they're like little aliens. They're
or
like
something.
They're like
they're
10
the,
foot tall.
The planet,
there's nothing little about
They're on the
about.
Planet Pandora, not like the music thing. And
the planet Pandora with its moon Last FM.
If you want to see the movie, I'm about to ruin the plot for you. Like, basically what happens is there's this marine dude, and, like, he's really cute. And, well, that's, you know, that's how I base my logic off. Anyway, he's this marine, and he's not, like, atypical, like... Marine. That's
he's
usually,
a future marine.
Yeah, he's not usually a douche.
He's the marine of the future.
Wow, I just, like... called out. All right, never mind.
talk about getting beaten up. Not going to be able to go out.
It's not like I said anything against other forces. Gosh. Anyway.
She really has a thing for the Coast Guard. She hates Coast Guard, just so you know.
What? Aren't those the people on, like, the ships?
They guard our ports and our lakes and our streams.
Oh, I didn't even know who they were. Anyway, So, he's, like, they create these things called avatars that link up to your body, and you sit in this pod, and then it links up to this, like, yeah.
It's an
legit,
iPod.
Yeah, and then, like, these, like, things come alive, the blue things, and they run into the forest, and they talk to the other blue things, and I swear that one blue thing was Angelina Jolie, but maybe I was wrong.
Oh.
I love Angelina.
Oh.
And Brad.
Oh, I hate both
and
of them.
Maddox and Shiloh and the twins and those that and that little Nigerian girl and the rest of the UN they have in their family.
Angelina Jolie, also on the list of people who might OD this year.
No,
just place your bets. Place
no!
your bets. Place your
no!
bets.
I hate her so much.
No.
Kutcher, Jolie.
Oh my! First of all, learn how to speak English.
Eminem.
Okay, that. Happen.
That could happen. Eminem?
Mm. Or Mariah Carey. Oh
Mariah
my goodness.
Carey.
Have you seen the video of her from the People's Choice Awards?
I'm edging towards Nick Cannon first. Poor Nick. Imagine
I
waking
felt
up
bad for him
every
too,
morning.
Because
imagine
he had to
waking
help her.
Up every morning to that mass of human being that is Mariah Carey. And if it wasn't bad enough to have to look at her, the first thing out of her mouth is probably like, I'm hungry! Make me eggs! I just...
She was wasted at, like, the People's Choice Awards, and, like, they had to help her on stage, and she's like, thank you, everybody! She's like, I am... And somebody apparently screamed, like, fucked up, and she's like, that! I'm that! And I like to thank... My man, and like every, both speeches, like, one speech was like, I like to thank my man, Nick Cannon, cause he's my husband, and he had nothing to do with the award, and he's like, cause he's my husband, and his face in the background, I was like, I don't know.
We're not
I
even married
I
anymore,
don't even
we're getting,
know.
We're getting
he's
divorced.
He's like, I love, this album means so much to me, it's because she like was bombed because... It was like another glitter incident. No, it didn't
she was,
sell.
She was bombed because she had woken up that morning.
Yeah, it didn't sell, and so I guess she's just like, I don't know, pretty soon we're going to see her on Celebrity Rehab, I think.
I don't think she's going to celebrity rehab. I don't think I worry about poor Nick Cannon. I really do. How's he dealing with this? I mean,
he's gonna dump into Wildin' Out or keep hosting America's. What is that? Mom Loves America's Got Talent. He hosts.
He's gonna be Jerry Springer. He's gonna be hosting America's Smoking Crack because this is the only way he's getting through this. Poor man. All right. Well, we're gonna get into it, and we're gonna. Not end the show. We're going to end at number one, and then we'll come back, and we'll reflect on all that was for 2010, and maybe play something actually decent. I'm not promising you good.
That'll lead us into 2010.
Decent. Yeah, it's something, a hopeful song that maybe 2010 will be better than this. So, All American Rejects, Gives You Hell, Emma at the Disco approved, DJ Georgette at the Disco disapproved.
You got their names on.
I don't know, whatever. Doesn't matter. No one's listening anymore. They turned off after I assaulted,
Hove.
Yeah,
Hove!
I've lost my street cred. I've got gray hair.
You have no street cred. You ain't thug.
I've got dirt street cred.
Shaniqua don't live here no more.
Leads to my house. DJ Digital Flood!
Mary at the Disco!
See money.
Digital Flood. Pirate. Radio.
Number one.
Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco.
See, honey.
Do we like C Money? Digital not, Flood Pirate Radio.
No, I don't know if I like
not like not like you actually. I don't know the name. We're gonna have to work on.
Yeah, we have to.
We'll let C Money stick.
I'm not feeling it.
You know.
I liked it.
I yeah. Well, you remember that time I encouraged everyone to name you?
Name.
Yeah, remember you weren't sure what your name was going to be. It was like you were between MC Mary at the Disco because you wanted to drop the whole Panic at the Disco reference and M. Wheezy and all
I
that.
I like M. Wheezy.
And didn't I want to name you like Diarrhea Pukasaurus or something?
Something ridiculous. We should have made a poll. Why don't we have any polls?
We do have polls.
What poll?
We
for
do
what?
Have polls.
What's the latest poll? You didn't tell me.
We don't have latest polls.
Some radio person you are, you don't share information.
We're actually
going to
be getting into a whole contest, but I'll talk about
what
that.
What contest is that?
I'll talk about it in a second.
I want to know because
maybe
I
maybe if you checked out the website.
I did check out the website. Is that that stupid thing you wrote about with some kind of bands or something that I wasn't even interested in?
Right.
Well, but that was just stupid. It was lame.
What's the recap?
Central Party of You.
Central Party of Me. We start off at number 10 at the beginning of the show. Single Ladies Put a Ring on It with Beyonce. Oh. Number 9, Kiss Me Through the Phone, Soulja Boy, Tell 'Em featuring Semi. Number 8, Britney Spears,
Miss
Circus.
Spears.
Number 7, Don't Trust Me, 303-03-03-03. Go ahead, take number 6.
Number 6, Birthday Sex Shit, Jeremiah.
Fell right into that one.
5, Gotta Be Somebody, Nickelback. Lady Gaga, Poker Face, number 4. 3, Shakira, She-Wolf. 2, Chris Brown, Transform Ya. And number 1, closing out the top 10 worst songs of 2010, which some of them aren't even the worst songs of 2010, the All-American Rejects, Gives You Hell.
And there you go. There's your...
Oh, crap. I cursed on the... Oh, wait. It doesn't matter. Never
you
mind.
Said the F word 10 minutes ago.
I did?
You're dropping F... You drop an F-bomb every episode. You're the only one who curses.
I do?
Yeah, you talk like a trucker.
I do?
The rest of us censor ourselves. You're like, F this and fudge that and shoot this and... you're like that episode of SpongeBob where he's, you know, the,
That's my favorite episode.
The cursing episode on SpongeBob. Look it up, people, if you don't know what I'm talking
about. They don't play that one anymore.
No, they really don't.
No, I saw it recently. That's not
it's
true.
My favorite.
That's
I saw the one,
oh, no, wait
I watched
minute.
SpongeBob.
On the DVD. Never mind.
Yeah, that's my favorite episode of SpongeBob.
I want that episode of SpongeBob.
We have it on DVD.
Yeah. I want to watch it. I watched SpongeBob today.
One. So did
you
we.
Know what? You know what I love to watch
oh,
now.
Oh yeah, we did.
I
watch
moved
it
on
today.
From the Disney Channel. You know what's my latest child guilty pleasure? The Penguins of Madagascar.
I actually
that
rewatched
show
that.
Is
today's
hilarious.
Today's episode was good because the
I
king.
I watched it yesterday.
Yeah, it was good.
The
it was,
king thought it was the one where the king the sky spirits and they put the clips. And the king thought that
no,
he did something
but
horrible.
I know the one you're talking about, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love the penguins.
This was the one with the raccoon in the park, and the raccoon is like...
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, that one's funny, too. They are really funny. It's a really great show.
I like it. All sky spirits!
Yeah.
And
is that...
Tonga with me!
Is that still What's-His-Name who made that Borat movie? I gotta look in the
Sacha
credits.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, he was the actual... He was in the original Madagascar movies. He did the voice, believe it or
Madagascar.
Not. Madagascar.
He... Oh, my God. Those shows are the funniest things ever. I die laughing.
I used to like Back at the Barnyard, too.
I never watched that.
I thought it was pretty funny.
That was cute.
Yeah,
I never watched
that. It had a kind of sense of humor.
I am a Penguins fan because I love the Penguins.
Yeah, the Penguins are really cool.
I love Penguins, and I just think they're hilarious.
And SpongeBob, of course, is classic. He's like on his 80th season at this point.
Oh my gosh, SpongeBob makes my... I saw the one where Patrick and him are like married and they have the kid. And I was like dying laughing.
Yeah,
oh,
he comes home. Yeah,
yeah, the
clam.
And Patrick reminds me of you. And
I've been working hard all day.
Okay.
And he opens it up and he's got a
donut
in there.
And he's sitting there doing nothing at his desk. I was like, oh, it's like Chris at work.
Well, I do want to be Patrick when I grow up. We were talking about, while those songs were playing in between, we missed someone on the OD list. Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah, Lindsay.
She should be number 1.
Linsanity. Lilo.
Lately, she's been tweeting herself in bikinis. And you know what? no one cares. No one cares. She's hideous. She looks like Skeletor from He-Man.
Because that's all she walks around is bikini tops, like leggings, and like.
I wish she would wear bikini bottoms under her skirt, because then we wouldn't be seeing all her foo foo hoo hoo.
Oh my gosh,
it's horrible. It's like looking into a black hole and praying for death. It's horrible.
Disgusting. It's horrible. What is wrong with you?
It's horrible. It's miserable. It's like death.
Why would
death?
You talk about her like, like, I wouldn't want to, you're nasty.
I don't know. I think one day, you know, it's like, she's just like,
Her and Samantha. Sam the man, which they're not
She's still doing that? She's not doing that anymore. Now she's not a lesbian. I'm not a lesbian. I am a non-lesbian.
That's a fun word to say. It sounds so dirty though when you say
I'm a thespian.
It sounds like when you say it, like the word sounds dirty. Like, kind of makes you feel bad.
What?
I don't know.
Now you're talking about me? You're, like, offending a whole entire,
I said it kind of makes you feel bad. Like, you think they would come up with a better term, like, it just, like, it sounds dirty. Like.
Well, they have other terms, but I don't think they sound more appropriate.
Yeah, I know, but they just, I don't know. Like, can't they just say a girl that likes another girl?
A girl that likes another girl. That's a long word. So you're
a
like
GLG.
You're like a girl that likes not another boy.
Well, can you say like a GLAG, like a girl
a GLAD?
Another girl. No,
you mean like
AG.
You mean like GLAD, the Gay and Lesbian Association?
No, it's GLAD cuz it's GLAG, a girl likes another girl.
The Gay and Lesbian Alliance is called GLAD.
Yeah, but this would be GLAG.
GLAG.
She's a glag.
I don't think that's gonna fly.
I think that would fly. Let's try and work it out in 2010.
I'm hearing this.
I don't know. Where do we go from here? I'm feeling this. Sorry. Blink-182. Blink-182. I saw them this year.
Blink-182. They're reforming.
I saw them this year.
I don't know what they're reforming into. They're reforming into...
They were so good, and they were entertaining.
Travis Barker. Yeah, now that poor DJ AM has
Mark
OD.
Hoppus.
He's
Mark
now,
Hoppus.
Yeah, now poor Travis Barker's just without options. He had DJ AM. He almost had something going on, and then, you know, we had that honest tragedy because DJ AM was amazing. He was absolutely amazing.
He dated Nicole Richie.
Well, that wasn't amazing. That was a bad
I
move.
Love Nicole Richie. Ugh,
that was a bad move. I would have rather dated Lionel Richie. But that's like a bad
move. I like
move.
Nicole.
Oof.
What? What?
Foof.
What?
Ugh.
What? What?
Just like I feel dirty all over. I don't even want to be sitting in the same room as you. Ugh.
Excuse me. no, you didn't. Mm-mm. Child, I'm about to get heated again.
You always about to get
you don't
heated.
Talk to me like that. Shoot.
You always about to get heated.
About to pop.
Anyways,
off.
Blink-182.
Mark Hoppus.
Ugh. Complete what? Weird lip piercing that makes it hard for him to sing.
No, that's Tom that sings whiny. I'm talking about Mark. Mark Hoppus.
I know who you're talking about. The black spiky hair.
Yup, Mark Hoppus.
False frat boy.
I like Mark Hoppus. What?
Oof.
What? What?
I think it's a wig. I think it's a hairpiece.
I think you need a hairpiece.
I think it's a hairpiece.
Maybe you should take some of your beard and put it up top.
It's a hairpiece. I wear my Ludwig von Drake
your
haircut.
Winter sweater.
Would absolutely.
Did your winter sweater come in a V-neck this year?
It did. It did.
Ew,
it's V-neck.
That was the greatest thing ever. That might be awkward to talk about, but that was the funniest thing ever.
All right. Well, it's 2010. It could be a good year. We hope
it's
a good year.
It's gonna be a good year.
It's gonna be a good year.
Tonight's gonna
I'll put,
be
I'll,
a
look,
good
I'll,
night.
I'll do this for the benefit of you. I will put out positive vibes.
Thank you.
I will align with the universe.
You'll secret yourself.
center myself with my karma zen.
Thank you.
Dushanbe.
What? Thank you.
2010 is going to be a wonderful year, and there's possibilities for lots of wonderful music from lots of wonderful artists that might be played on pirate radio. Or not. Who knows where we'll go from here. But one artist that seems very promising, is Keisha.
Kesha. What?
Cereal's delicious.
It is. No.
The cereal's not delicious?
What? Yes. You're confusing me again. Like, you twisted my words before and you made it sound like I don't like lesbians. Lesbians are cool, but...
You like lesbians and birthday sex?
No,
go ahead,
I mean...
say it.
I don't mean, like, I'm into being a lesbian. Haven't I been listening to the guys I think that are hot throughout the whole show? And, like, I'm not saying that, like... I mean, like, if you're into that, that's cool. I'm just saying, like, I'm not gonna, like, knock you for it. Like, you know, I support the gay community. Like, they're cool. Like, you know, like, I'm not gonna knock you for it. I'm just saying, like, that's a... I just, the word choice, it's just, like, one of those words that is just, like... You know, you have those words that bother you? Like styrofoam, that
word.
I don't really like that word.
You don't like styrofoam? You have words that bother you?
Yeah, I have words that bother you. Is that weird?
It's different.
I don't like certain words.
You're like, you're gonna go through the dictionary and highlight words that no one should be allowed to say.
Yeah, do you want to do that next show?
We could do that next show. It'll give us something to do since we don't...
So I can state my case?
Well, let's talk about 2010.
Like, your elbows, your weenus, that word bothers me.
What the
Your
fuck?
Elbows called your weenus. Your elbows called your weenus or something, apparently, and that word bothers me.
Well, 2010 is going to be filled with a lot of different stuff for DF.com. We've got the rockin'...
Wait. We have, like,
the rockin' new website.
We have a breeves. DF.com.
DF.com, yeah. Digitalflood.com. Where you can find us every week when we are actually producing radio shows.
Or follow me on Twitter.
Weekly at digitalflood.com. That's digital and flood. Two words, put together, .com. And you can follow Digital Flood Pirate Radio every week. Different guests, different shows, different things. We've been doing it for 5 years. It's been a wonderful 5 years.
My yoga pants are stretchy.
Your yoga pants are stretchy. And you can hit us up on the blog. And as Mary said, what's your Twitter name?
At Mary Effie.
Yep, there you go. You can follow her. You can follow me on Twitter and the rest of the Digital Flood crew.
You have a Twitter?
Yeah, at DJ Digital Flood.
Do you use your cell phone with your Twitter?
No, I do not.
You're a lame. You don't know how to tweet correctly.
I don't need to tweet. I twat with the blog.
That's another word that bothers me. That's a funny story I'll tell you off air.
All right. Well, I do. With
you like what?
With my with the
you
blog.
You do with the blog? With the blog. Do that with the blog.
With the blog.
Did you just say with the blog you do that?
Yes, I do it with the blog. I put it up for everyone to see.
That's what he said.
So when I post a blog cast on my blog at digitalflood.com, it goes all over the place. You can catch us on Facebook. Yes, you can catch us on YouTube. You can catch
us
on Twitter. Yep, we have an entire...
Why don't we make a video?
We have an entire YouTube channel.
We have a channel?
We do. We are on MySpace, who no one's on. We are on Skype. And we're going to be talking about some fun things we're going to be doing with Skype, including some remote interviews and different things we'll get going. And we're going to be doing Digital Flood on the spots with MP3 players every now and then. So we'll get out there and just record
birthday
wherever.
Birthday week.
And yes, it is
week.
Mary's
it's
birthday
National
week.
Mary week.
So next week, before we get in this last artist, I haven't forgotten that we're going to get into this last artist. But before we get in this last artist, next week is... Well, this week, this Sunday, Is MC Mary's birthday, January 17th. So
not just any birthday.
It is your 21st birthday.
Not just any birthday.
Which makes it legal for you to smoke crack and shoot heroin, right? And vote.
I'm not Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Good.
Good. I keep it classy. 21's the year of class.
All right.
Well. Classy, and then sometimes you get trashy, but it's always, well, keeping it sassy.
You're running out of things to rhyme with.
No, that's my three things this year. I think I might get it tattooed on me.
So, I'm yawning.
Classy while keeping it sashy, sometimes getting trashy.
With
maybe
cashing.
I'll put it on my butt.
Wow. So, yeah, we're going to be doing a little bit of a
anybody
birthday party
watch?
This week. And, wow.
Jay Kizzle. Ella Wizzle.
At Mary Effie. Courtesy of Digital Flood Pirate Radio, 128, oh no. So yeah, next week we're gonna have the show up, and we'll be putting up where we're going and what we're doing, and you can join us for the birthday party. It's Mary's Fiesta, 21 Fiesta birthday. Yes.
Wait, whoa, never mind, I didn't mean that.
And that's what Groucho's gonna be doing for MC Mary.
What?
And we'll... And
we'll
be back with the final show, and it'll all be compiled on site, and we'll see how this goes. It's an experiment. It's an absolute experiment.
It might not go too well.
It might not go too well. It might be a disaster.
It might be a little, that might be a mess.
It might be a disaster. It might be an absolute disaster, and who knows where it's going to go and how it's going to end, but it is what it is, and it'll be fabulous. We're taking Digital Flood, Pirate Radio, on the road.
Better allow some Coyote Ugly, because, you know. No, I'm just kidding. Whoa. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Chris Brown's on his way.
Seeing if you people are paying attention. God.
Chris Brown's on his way.
To hit you. With hope.
With hope. Right after the lesbians beat you up.
I didn't say I didn't like them. I was just saying it was a...
Chrissy, who did you offend this episode?
No one.
Oh, you did.
I did curse, though.
Yeah, you did. You did a horrible job. You're supposed to offend at least one group.
I'm not an offensive person.
Yeah.
No, she's not. I'm not an offensive person, but just sometimes, you know.
It slips?
It slips. It just, like, I don't mean to offend anyone. If I offended you, I'm highly sorry. I apologize. This is my apology. Wasn't there a song like that?
Yes.
This is my confession.
And if I offended you,
you don't
guess
care.
What? I don't care, and I'm going to be back offending more people next week. Because that's what we do here on Digital Flood Pirate
Radio.
No,
that's not, that's not.
We offend, no. We something, something, something. I don't have anything else to say.
I keep it classy, well, being sassy, and sometimes it gets trashy.
With your cashy. Cereal. Kashi.
I wish you could see the look on my face right now.
It's a look of disappointment.
It
is the look of utter fail. And since we've hit the point of utter fail, that means it must be another end of a successful Digital Flood Pirate Radio. By successful, I mean none of us had a heart attack, none of us got run over by Coyote Ugly, and none of us got launched into space with a Backstreet Boy.
That's in... Oh, never mind. I'm not even going to try and correct you.
Whatever. So, join us next week where we will celebrate MC Mary's birthday, and we'll do a little this and that. So, all right, this is not the scene clip of the week. I guess it really isn't the scene clip of
it's
the week.
It's really not scene.
It's not scene, so it's the not
scene. It's the
scene.
New, like, it's been blowing up, and, like, it's going to be the big song, like, going into this year. She's, like, she's
and this
blowing
is,
up.
Keisha.
And this, Kesha. And, it, you know, my friends told me about her.
All right.
Steven and Alexa.
And that's
know,
and, K-E yeah. Money Sign Ha.
Which is, I think it's awesome. Who else would have a dollar sign in their name?
I actually have a dollar sign in DJ Digital Flood. It's silent and invisible. It's stealth dollar.
I want to put a dollar sign
stealth
in my
money.
Name. I wish I had an S in
stealth
my name.
Stealth money. All right, we'll put a, this week, just for you, on the blog, we will respell your name, MC Mary at the money sign, money sign, money sign.
No, wouldn't it be disco with a money sign?
All right, disco with money sign. I can compromise. We'll
okay.
do that. That's what's going to
happen.
That's
more classy.
Yes, it's classy.
It's classy.
Like you're cashy.
No, classy and sassy.
All right. All right. And what's the name of the song?
Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop.
I didn't ask you to preview this song for that. This isn't.
Oh, that was like the right stuff beat I started going into.
The right stuff.
And
I hope you will join us next week at digitalflood.com. Hit us up on the blog. Hit us up with comments. Join our Facebook group. Tweet Mary. I think that's about it for this week. Anyone have anything else to add? You have anything funny to say, C-Money?
No.
Anything to say, MC Mary? Any?
Yeah, it's my birthday week. I bet it gets a birthday text.
Groucho!
Anything to say, Groucho?
Nice sleep.
Birthday text.
All right. Well, then I guess that's it, and I thank you for joining us. And DJ Digital Flood.
MC Mary at the Disco.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio. All that was 2009. Happy 2010. Thank you for joining us.
2020. Crap, I messed the year up.
Yes, you did. Only by 10 years.
2020. Get it? Like 60 minutes? Wait, is that two different shows? I think I messed it up again. I'm tired. No birthday text for you tonight.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes. Trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones. Drop top and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, oh, oh, oh. Unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk. Boys try to touch my junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk. Nah, we go until they kick us out. The police shut us down. Police shut us down. Ho, shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. In. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No.
are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
DJ Digital Flood.
Digital Flood.